This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
By the way, you know, people are fleeing New York in droves. They don't want to be there anymore. So much so that Cuomo has to beg them to come back. Now, Greg, you listened to this clip of the Love Gov here in Cut 1 now. Can you explain this for me?
So somebody brought up the fact of, because the federal government is not giving them money, the state of New York, I mean the city of New York, they will Governor Cuomo in do a millionaire's tax. And he said that he doesn't want to because he's actually begging all of his rich celebrity friends to come back to the Hamptons, or from the Hamptons. So that's what this clip is.
But isn't that part of New York, the Hamptons?
That's what I thought. He does say there are places in Connecticut, but I thought the Hamptons that's Long Island, right? That's
yeah.
New York.
Yeah, but yeah, it's Suffolk County, New York. I'm trying to understand.
Apparently you have to pay, if you live in New York City, there's like a surcharge tax that you pay to live there, which people are not paying. They can pay cheaper taxes in the state of New York rather than the city of New York, I believe is what his reasoning is for that.
So he's offering people food and beverages basically now, right? This sounds to me like he's looking for a date is what it sounds like.
It does, doesn't it? Like he's actually wink, wink, nod, nod talking about the hot socialites in the Hamptons.
Yeah, the hot Hampton socialites, the single moms out there. He's a single dad. Yep. You know, the ones that look really good in jean shorts. I feel like that's who he's targeting here.
You know I actually pulled this cut because I would like to hear what the Love Gov was thinking of what he actually cooks, what he would actually cook for his, celebrity rich friends.
It's a fascinating question. Well, let's take a listen.
We used to be worried millionaires tax people might leave. No. The burden shifted. We're trying to get people to come back. We're trying to get them to come back. COVID's under control. We're going to make progress helping the homeless. We're going to clean up the graffiti. We're going to fix crime. On top of that, you want to say, and by the way, when you come back, you're going to get a big tax increase. Our population, 1% of the population pays 50% of the taxes.
Listen,
and they're the most mobile.
Sounds like a Republican.
On the globe. I literally talk to people all day long who are now in the Hamptons house, who also lived here, or in their Hudson Valley house, or in their Connecticut weekend house. And I say, you got to come back. When are you coming back? We'll go to dinner. I'll buy you a drink. Come over. I'll cook. They're not coming back right now.
But remember that in my mind, salad is a meal.
Yeah.
So come over and cook, but I want to make sure you still look good in your jean shorts, so salad. And a light seltzer beverage with a little bit of a touch of booze, like a little.
He's not going to cook anything fattening, right?
What I use is avocado oil. Fantastic to keep you shaped. So come over, I'll cook. I'll make you a salad with a little bit of avocado. And you can have one of those sparkling seltzer beverages right there. Do you want vodka? Do you want tequila? Do you want rum? Do you want a rum and coke? Do you want a vodka tequila and soda? Do you want a vodka tonic? Do you want a...
So he doesn't want to actually cook for them. He just wants to get them drunk. It sounds like.
What I would like to offer you is a nice glass of Cabernet Franc from one of New York's amazing wineries, perhaps in the Hudson Valley or on the Finger Lakes or the North Fork of Long Island or perhaps up in Oswego. Or
some great wineries up there.
I'll pour you a drink. Come back. Come back to me. I know I'm taxing the hell out of you and you want to flee. I get it. And I know I sound like a conservative Republican right now. That is the irony of me. That is the duplicity. That is me, the LoveGov.
It really is.
I am a walking, talking contradiction, but this one thing is consistent. You look good. I want to make sure you still look good.
Yeah, he's not going to cook them any pasta dinners, right, because they're so fattening.
On Sundays, we have the pasta. Perhaps it'll be a rigatoni. Perhaps it'll be a penne. Maybe a linguine. Perhaps a carbonara. Maybe a bolognese. Perhaps a ravioli or perhaps just angel hair.
You don't have to go through all of them.
Perhaps fusilli. No, I make a fusilli Cuomo of my brother, the lesser, the idiot. I do a fusilli Cuomo as part of my art projects.
We get it.
Perhaps you want gluten-free pasta. No, we could do that, too. No. I have rice pasta. I have corn pasta. I have a rice-corn pasta combo. I could make you dinner. I could cook. But only on Sundays. Otherwise, the carbs go to the love handles, and you find yourself now suddenly blocking that sign that says, welcome to New York.
No, it's not. I don't know if one meal is going to make you
look. I don't want you to be bigger than the heart. In the I Love New York poster, we're going to be in together someday.
I didn't realize you were so homophobic.
So that is, it's amazing what he has to do, though, like literally begging people, begging them.
He is.
I understand my policies have driven you away. Perhaps my food will bring you back.
Literally asking them to come back. Literally begging rich people to come back.
Right?
So they could pay more taxes.
When I realize you're leaving because of me, but I want you to come back because of me. And here's what I'm going to offer you. All right. First of all, I'm going to cook you a delicious salad.
No.
I'm going to give you the New York Stinks hand sanitizer, New York Covers, which is a face mask, which we can also use for other things, if you know what I mean. It's very small. God. Covers up some places. Otherwise, leave some to the imagination, if you understand where I'm going with this. I'll make a painting of you, perhaps.
Oh, no.
And I'll offer you a refreshing, sparkling beverage of your choice that is under 100 calories. Because, we got to make sure that you still look good for the Hamptons. I'm not saying you shouldn't go back to the Hamptons. I'm just saying, why not spend a little time in Albany?
Nobody wants to Albany.
Albany's beautiful this time of year.
I don't think it is.
I have my own mansion. Come see me.
It's creepy and it's pathetic, right? I'll cook for you, really?
I'll cook for you.
That's what we've resorted to?
Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to cut your taxes, but I'll cook you a delicious dinner. And even a nice dessert, a fruit selection of New York fruits. Perhaps you like apples. Perhaps you like oranges. Perhaps you like grapes. Perhaps you like bananas. They're too high in sugar. Perhaps you like plums.
Perhaps you like a tomato.
They're technically a fruit, although I've never understood that. But who am I to say? They're the lesser fruit. Like my brother, the lesser Cuomo. The tomato is the Chris Cuomo of fruit. Can we all agree on that? The lesser of the category. Nobody would ever say, can I get a tomato and it's a hot day? Can I stop at a fruit stand and eat a tomato and cool off?
I don't know. Jersey tomatoes are delicious, but, you know.
They're delicious, but if you go get one, I'm going to make you quarantine for 14 days before you can come back.
That's true.
Amazing.
Come over. I'll cook.
Come over. I have my apron on. It says, I love New York. It's got a picture of all of the counties. Down here by my junk area, you can see the Hudson River. And is that the Empire State Building, or am I just happy that you
came over to have dinner?
I don't know. I don't know. Come look at my apron.
LoveGov is very sexist.
LoveGov is just creepy, man. He's creepy.
So they could come back and pay the millionaire's tax. or they could go to Olive Garden for $8.95 and get basically what Cuomo is going to cook for them, right? I mean,
you could get the unlimited salad and breadsticks and save like $1 million, but I want to remind you that I find the Olive Garden to also be the lesser of the Italian restaurant chains.
I mean,
the Olive Garden is the Chris of Italian restaurants.
Well, I mean, he may have a point there.
Endless bowls of pasta. Who needs more than one? What do we need? 6 bowls of rigatoni, 4 rolls of penne, 3 rolls of angel hair, 2 rolls of linguine, 6 plates of lasagna, 4 plates of gnocchi.
This is just, I mean, we don't... Gnocchi.
Potato gnocchi or ricotta gnocchi? I don't know. Maybe both. It's endless.
You got to come back.
Is this the end of this clip, or does he still go on?
Yeah, he goes on a little bit.
He goes on? All right, keep going. Yeah.
I'll buy you a drink. Come over. I'll cook.
I'll buy you a drink. Now, remember, I control the Liquor Control Agency, so I'll shut down the whole bar. I'll say that they're violating my orders on making chicken wings not real food, because I don't allow that. In my state, I don't recognize chicken wings, even though they're made of chicken, as food. I recognize lettuce as food, even though it's what rabbits eat. So I'll say the bar is serving non-food, as in fattening, delicious chicken wings. I'll shut them down. I'll buy you a drink. You and I can spend the whole night by ourselves.
Walking contradiction.
It literally is a walking contradiction.
He really is. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, you know, he's basically advocating for conservative policies here, but yet his policies are also the ones that drove them out of whatever. I mean,
right.
You know, how many years have the, you know, has New York been run by Cuomos? You know what I mean? Like, my Lord.
Forever and ever and ever. Come move to New York, Danny, and play with us and pay taxes forever and ever and ever and ever. And I know that many people, including my opponents, said, don't raise taxes on millionaires. They're leaving. I said, that's ridiculous. They want to stay and pay. But we're now going to pretend like that never happened. You're going to pay $1 million, but you're going to get a meal with a drink included. You can't beat that. Many places offer meals. They don't say drink included, but the alcohol is always extra. And they'll cover the tip.
No, it's... Wow.
Because you know a lot of places do that. They always get you with the booze. They always get you with the booze, right?
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
That's just amazing. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.